Thank you. This is, as the public hearing notice says, it changed the comprehensive master plan to change the future land use. The applicant has undergone one change for this area already based on preliminary plans. These changes are based on more detailed plans. They have a subdivision plat that's on the agenda tonight as well. From that layout of that subdivision, they're making some of these changes. And interestingly, the subdivision is not just for the residential component. The subdivision is for the entire Bear property. So they're creating, they have already created some CSM lots. They're changing one of those lots, creating one for some additional future industrial property or development. And they've made some changes to the boundary of the residential subdivision plan. So because they had based the future land use on the earlier plans, these new, more detailed plans require these changes. So both the future land use is going to have to change the comprehensive master plan. Related to that is rezoning changes to reflect the exact same changes. And then on the agenda, the third item will be the subdivision plan itself.
Okay. With that, I will open the public hearing portion of this. Any person wishing to speak on this matter? Any person wishing to speak? Okay, seeing no one rise, I'll close the public hearing. Madam Alderman Wilhelm.
Mr. Dino, I had a question about the stream feature, that waterway that looks like it's going across there. You can see it clearly on page 65 and page 83 of the map, which typically is reflected on the CSM. So 65 would be the first aerial you can see the continuation of the stream. It starts off way over on the M1 corner through the field, and you can see the path. It goes down, crosses through the R2C1, goes all the way across the R6 property, continues easterly over across the other parcels outside of the boundary, and then becomes part of that whole Rhine Creek headwaters. Shouldn't that be on the map?
My understanding is it was not classified navigable, and there weren't very many wetlands there either. I don't know that for sure, but I know the subdivision plat doesn't show it, and I know staff looked at that, so that's my assumption, is that there was nothing navigable and very few wetlands out there.
A delineation on
that? Yes.
I mean, you can clearly see it on the aerial photo.
Yep. And there's many other wet spots, and only a few of them turned out to be wetlands.
Because this is a little bit different than we had for the Carmody Homes one, where they had that loud wetland.
Yep.
Quite a delineation. And
there's drain tiles out there as well. So the engineering department staff is working around all those issues. Not only the drain tiles, but the drainage into the roadside ditches and the culverts that are out there as well.
And
so they have been looking.
And you are paying attention to the soils, because there's ash from silt, holt, and muck.
I do not believe we had that note added to this subdivision. We've done that for CSMs before, but I don't think that note's on this.
Probably
one
would be a good idea. I pulled out the soils map, and I just, you're going to need double sump pumps in some of these basements. So, okay, that's all.
Alderman Nelson.
Mr. Deal, going back to the area where we had the hearing on, what, if any, and I remember initially when Bear came and we talked to him, and I'm just kind of reverbing some of the neighbors in that area. What, if any, plans, or are there discussions about what type of building to go there? I know we've discussed not having apartments there. Still accurate?
Correct. Right now we're just talking about the area that's south of Ryan and south and east of Loomis. The area that they were talking about apartments before was west of Loomis.
Okay.
And that's not on the agenda yet. Maybe someday in the future they'll be coming forward, but it's not part of any of these things.
Okay, and I'm gonna be a broken record on this one again, along the 112th Street. Along 112th Street area, where the residential developments are, the concern about the drainage because of the different elevation. Like driving past there today on the way here, I mean, that's got to be in some places 4 feet higher than what's going to be on the east side of the street.
Yep.
Just to kind of, if you could just revisit briefly, you know, what the plan would be to ensure that the residents living on the east side of the street aren't going to have flooding issues, water in their yard issues.
Yep, they are putting a lot of fill out there. Interestingly enough, it's coming from the Highway 100 project in Hales Corners. And because that's a state project, the state exempts or does not have to abide by most of our local rules. So if it's a state state project and the contractor is working for the state, they can put that fill almost anywhere they want to. The engineering department did a really good job of pushing them to the limit to get them to a soils and disturbance permit and to make sure that they were staying out of the wetlands and stuff. And they did catch a few fish. So that was what started the engineering department involvement in the whole thing. So again, they're taking the lead on that. They're looking at not only the filling, but the erosion control. So that's all temporary, but that's still affecting adjacent properties right now. They're looking at making sure that those drainage paths in the ditches, in the culverts, will always be maintained. And of course, they always take a close look at the stormwater management ponds to make sure that the water coming out of those will be properly addressed and the pipes in the ditches and the culverts will be properly sized for that. So from that standpoint, the engineering department is doing a really good job. On the other hand, like I said, I don't know the details about the natural resources, but I believe that all that information was collected because staff didn't have any issues. I wasn't the one to review this one. And that from the layout of the subdivision standpoint, staff is recommending approval of that subdivision. Plan Commission did too. There are a number of conditions in there.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Without objection, move to item D2 on page 43. Motion to adopt ordinance 2019, whatever it's going to be, an ordinance providing for an amendment to the comprehensive master plan to change City of Franklin 2025 future land use map. Designation for properties generally located south of the intersection of West Lewis Road and West Ryan Road, including portions of what was formerly 11205 West Ryan Road, from business park air use and areas of natural resources features use to residential use and areas of natural resources features use. Such properties include tax keys 891-908-9008-00, 891-9010-000, Mills Hotel, Wyoming, applicant.
So moved. Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Without objection, G3 on page 57, this is the rezoning ordinance. Is there an ordinance to amend the rezoning and rezone the western portion of Outlot 1, CSM, all the rest of that? And is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Without objection, G4, a resolution approving the preliminary plat for this development. Is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
Discussion?
Yes.
Alderman Nelson?
Joel, so looking at the number of staff recommendations starting on page 90, I mean, are you pretty confident that this is sitting well with you?
Yes. Many of them, you know, the first six or seven are the standard template boilerplate conditions. And many of the others, not all of them, but many of the others are conditions that we typically have to make sure that certain information is carried forward from the preliminary plat to the final plat. So there's only a handful of conditions in here unique to this project. And I do see one right now that conservation easement still needs to be done, and that's another catch that we'll have that the natural resources will correctly identify. And also, the applicant has asked that and as is noted, that one of the conditions in your resolution was not properly worded, condition number 26. So it says the applicant shall show a landscape buffer yard of 30 feet. The Plan Commission, this was discussed at the Plan Commission. The Plan Commission agreed, and it was one of their motions. So it should show up here that the applicant should show a non-exclusive landscape buffer yard easement. So staff has no objection to that, but would recommend that the council add that.
What is the condition number and what?
So it's condition 26.
Okay. That's 26 is 91.
It's page 80.
It is page 80 of your packet.
It should be in the resolution.
Yeah, in the resolution, not
the staff reports or
right.
staff comments.
Condition number 26, and the wording should be show a non-exclusive landscape buffer yard.
Yes, page 80. So non-exclusive, add that word before landscape buffer yard.
Alderman Nelson, what's your motion?
I didn't make it, but I'll
yes, no.
Whoever made the motion.
Yeah.
I did. Yes.
Who made the second?
Second.
I'm sorry. Are you done?
I'm done. Thank you.
Mr. Deal, the page 97 says that there are 13.58 total natural resource protection on the property, but your write-up says that the site intensity calculations shall be made for the entire base site and that these should be corrected. So on one of the charts, it doesn't show any of page 94 where it says streaming buffers, they're all zeros on that. But then on the on page 97, it's different. So I guess I would just really like you to look at these figures and make sure that you agree with all of them, especially given your comment says that you wanted to correct them corrected. To me, that indicates that there should be something showing on the CSM if they're indicating 13.58 areas of resources. So please pay your some attention to that.
Yeah, and I know part of the difference is because there's different tables for the residential component.
I understand that.
Anything else? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move back to E1, organizational business. Any requests for separate action?
Second.
I'm sorry.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absences. Extensions. Item F is the letter from Robert Montgomery requesting denial for city water.
Put it on file.
Motion.
The letter was going to go on file for the supporting of this.
So you need a second?
Second.
Okay, we're going to place the letter on file.
Letter on file first.
Okay.
Motion denied.
Letter on file. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Morrow.
Thank you. Just FYI, the engineering department did receive a request from Mr. Montgomery. Next meeting, you will also receive a similar request from a neighbor nearby. We're anticipating taking it to the next meeting because my understanding is at least past practice has been, I believe the code says that you shall consider the comments of the Board of Water Commissioners. So I was planning to take the Board of Water Commissioners next meeting. So whether this comes back or not, we can discuss that.
This is the Board of Water Commissioners.
At least the water request, yes. And for the record, I am in favor of recommending that it be the request be denied. So.
All right. With due respect to the Board of Water Commissioners.
That was my exact point, to keep it moving, and if I could make that motion to deny tonight to get this going for Mr. Montgomery.
Your motion is for water and sewer.
To deny water and sewer on 116th Street for that project.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G1, the consent agenda. Any issues with separate action? Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
I will point out that this item C, the continuing donation on behalf of Donald Mormon from his family and friends. This is additional money brings probably $500 or so dollars because of this one gentleman, Alderman Dandry, and I knew constituent of ours. So with gratitude to those people. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We did G2, we did G3, G4. We're on G5, project update for Ballpark Commons. Marzo, Mr. Zimmerman, good evening. What's the record now? What's the movement's record?
Almost 500.
They went in right
one,
now?
Yeah, we're up one run.
But, by the way, for those of you in the audience, the Milkman games are available to stream on the internet.
Five of the last six trending.
I'm not timing you, by the way.
Mr. Marzo.
Craig Marzo, 8820 South 68th Street. We wanted to give you a bit of an update on the construction of the project as to where we're at. So we had Mr. Liberta put the map up there for us. Glenn, can I give you the... I don't want to put a laser in your eyes. Thank you. So everyone's familiar with the map. What I wanted to touch on briefly is go through some of the updates on the construction. The stormwater system on the north side of Rawson is completely installed, all the piping. A couple adjustments yet to make, but it is in functioning at this point. And Glenn, this afternoon you got the updated as-built for the pond that you guys can take a look at, and hopefully we can get that certified. But it is in and functional, as well as all the storm water that we're putting in on the south end for the roadway is in, and the stormwater pond is in as well. The sanitary sewer is in, connected, and live through the system from the south side. We connect it down here, as well as a little bit further down, to bring that through. So that's the mainline sanitaries in for the project. The north side of Rawson, we have the sanitaries connected up off your page a little bit, came up through the site and came up the main road, and that is in and live. We've got a few final adjustments and some seals and stuff to put on, but that is complete at this point. The water, as of this morning, is completely live and flowing through the city of Franklin. We had connection points at Carrington Court. We had one down at the south end of Old Loomis, and then we went under Highway 36 and connected at the car wash over here. And that water is all in flowing through the loop system at the city now. So it's good to get that going. The only thing that's not...
Nothing's leaking?
Nothing's leaking.
I am
going to
go get my car washed because flushing.
Well, that was, hey.
Sorry.
So what they were flushing today, if you were up that area, there's a hydrant over here on 76th Street. So where a main water loop comes through the system, comes through about here, we had one leg that dead ends at that hydrant at 76, and that was the last piece that they were flushing to get that hydrant live. So all the hydrants are live and working out there now. The sound metering equipment, that's been a topic of discussion. Everything was ordered per the agreements that everyone's seen, reviewed, and gone through. The sound metering bases will be going in later this week. There's one right here per the county agreement. There's one just off your page this way. And those two went in the exact locations that the county proposed, and they worked fine. The one on the north side, we have the pond up here. The location proposed by county was in the pond, and then they drew the map before they didn't have the pond on the map that they drew it. So we moved it due north just a little bit to get it out of the water on that side. Those will be going in. They should be getting installed starting next week, and they'll be live before the first baseball game that way. Rawson Avenue, we've got the paving complete on the outside lanes for the new turn lanes and the new through lanes that we had to put in. Hawthorne is back open. I think we had that closed. We kept it as short as we could through that work, and when the county came out and did their inspections, they had us do some additional removals that weren't on our plan due to the conditions of the concrete. So we ended up having to close the Rawson was a one-way in for a couple weeks there as we had to pull up. We could only had to take it down to one lane. So that's back up and open. We're working on the sidewalks now, and then within the next 2 weeks, we'll switch traffic over and with some inside lane work to do. And then once that's complete, we got to add a turn lane or lengthen the turn lane on eastbound Rawson to northbound 76. We need to lengthen the turn lane from southbound 76 to eastbound Rawson. We need to widen the off-ramp from Highway 36 to 76th Street, and then we are putting a new controlled intersection in on where Ballpark Drive comes back out onto 76. There's a couple months worth of work yet to get all that stuff in and working. The landscaping, we've started up around the stadium, up around the office and the parking lots. The north berm is landscaped, and soon as it hopefully quits raining for more than 15 minutes, we'll be able to get back on the south side and get that landscaping going on the berm down there. Then the main road itself, Ballpark Drive, is paved from our main entrance back out to Rawson Avenue, and it's getting the final lift and striping on later this week, anticipating opening that next week for the Wheel and Sprocket opening. our parking lots. This one's paved. This one has got the binder in. It'll have the surface and striping by the end of the week, as will our big parking lot up here be surfaced and striped by the end of the week. Stone went in on this one. We're getting curb started in there tomorrow, and that'll be open for the stadium opening. And this little connector road is going to go in right away, too. So when the stadium opens, you will get in, drive through this lot, drive through this one, come out here, and come back this way. As soon as we get this open, we're going to have to close the east half of the road to rebuild that section as we go through it. The office building, a quick update on that. Wheel and Sprocket is getting closer, looking at opening next week sometime. I think there's some, they'll get some better announcements. That's out of my department, but getting that, the announcements done for that, and then the stadium as well. So, any questions on any of the construction? Yes, ma'am.
When's the carpet going up?
They're next week.
All the bald burlap trees that are up there, where are those going to go?
They are going in a combination of Ballpark Drive, the stadium, and the office.
So I'm going to take it you're going to get those in sooner. You're going to be watering them so they are nice and healthy and you don't have to replace them, right?
Yes, to both those questions. Yep.
The other thing I have is, in relation to your event planning, if you could try to get your event planners to get their permit applications before the advertisement, it looks better.
Any other? And I apologize for my casualness. I was up at the site all day. I didn't get a chance to get home and thank you.
I'm a counselor, so I'll just give you, this is very tactical stuff, so I'll just try to whip through it. So in terms of the development agreement, you know, we're continuing to progress with the city attorney, but, you know, frankly, that's just taking longer than is expected. I'll talk about the apartments in a second. We just can't start the underwriting until that's done. So at this point, there was a pretty healthy meeting this morning, but it's sitting in the city's court right now. So if we can all prioritize, that'd be great. I think we've worked through the salient points. In terms of the apartments, again, remains a race to the finish line. Stormwater review was submitted to the city along with other elements. We're still working with the landscape architect to prepare benchmark calculations. And that should be coming up probably in the next week or two. And then we've all but finalized the GMP contract with Catalyst and now doing sort of the interior selections. But we were originally hoping for a June start date, where that most likely now is going to be pushed to July. Again, a lot of this comes back to the first point, which is the developer agreement, knocking that out. Greg talked about the office. I mean, that's all but done. You know, we've got the temporary occupancy with the exception of the North Pond. Did you talk about that?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the only piece that's still sort of outstanding. Wheel and Sprocket is going to be doing a soft opening in mid-June. They pushed back their formal opening to June 20-something. So you guys will all be invited to come to the grand opening. We'll make a big deal out of it and invite the press. So please continue to check your inboxes for that. They just finalized that PR plan, I think, yesterday. And then the interiors on the third floor are substantially complete. So things are moving good on the office building. Stadium, you know, we talked about the rain, but Greg talked about the carpet going in. That's probably the biggest thing right now. Everything else is moving really, really quickly. Every day I go up there, it's something new. So we feel pretty confident. We are going to play on the 24th. The weather looks good over the next couple of weeks, but one of the things that I think we need to do very quickly is we just need to sit down with planning to make sure we're on the same page in terms of temporary occupancy, to make sure that our list matches up with the city. And those are things like sound monitoring, food plan, stuff that we've touched and we think we've got approvals, but we'll sit down with your staff just to make sure that everything is ticked and tied, because we only have one more common council meeting and I think one more plan commission meeting. So the golf, that is all but ready. The plans are now sitting with city, so we just need to make it through the process to get our permit for that. The indoor, states have approved it. City, we have not submitted it yet because they want to do some value engineering on the indoor. They've got a little bit of a better mousetrap, but still looking for, you know, a July on that. Financing is established for that. The other thing I want to just quickly talk about is the sound monitoring. So, you know, the hope was to have the sound monitoring before the first concert series. Unfortunately, we didn't have that. Greg talked about when that's going to happen, so we went back to what we did last year, which is we did handhelds, and we went to four different locations and monitored that. And I think we sent the report to you folks on that. If you haven't seen it,